Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, the podcast production company that's making the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing 5 weekly podcasts and a 6th event podcast, but we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows and vote on the way their stories will progress. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please, join the Dumb Dumbs and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. DUMBDUMBDICE. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for listening.
I am Executron, god of merchandising, and I came into existence because Dum Dums and Dice has its own merchandise. That's a god pun. Get it? Dice? Merchandise? Anyways, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, spiral notebooks, clocks, wall art, throw pillows, bags, and even stickers emblazoned with your favorite Dum Dums and Dice characters and their catchphrases. There are plenty of different designs available, so there is guaranteed to be something you love. To show your love of Dum Dums and Dice, go to redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice. That's D-U-M-B. D-U-M-B-D-I-C-E. One more time for the mortals in the back. redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice. Get your merchandise today. All art supplied by the brilliant Decapitated Markers.
Welcome to One Shots, a Dumb Dumbs and Dice podcast where professional voiceover actors and improvisers tackle one-shot stories created in a variety of hit RPGs. I'm your host, DJ One Shot, and I'm here to welcome you back to Star Trek Adventures. This arc features our GM, Tom McGee, Ryan LaPlante as Security Officer Spork, Tyler Hewitt as Dr. Bartosz Karai, Laura Elizabeth as Engineer Emery Tor, and the mysterious Kristen as Science Officer Emily Cobalt. The away team captured one Neanderthal and tragically killed another before allying themselves with a local doctor and stabilizing her injured Neanderthal husband, Jasper. Can they collect the samples they need to cure a rare disease before they devolve or are trapped in an ion storm? Nobody knows, cause it's One Shot! Star Trek Edition!
So, we're gonna jump back and forth between the two major groups. Emery, since you and Sims are basically just holding down the shuttle, that's just kind of where you're going to be for a bit. So
that's cool.
Cool.
I will be quietly freaking out.
Yeah, just watch out for those 19s or 20s. They're going to get you. Cool. So basically for Ship and Spork, essentially all of this is a timed challenge. So you've got 15 what's known as intervals until the ion storm has completely ravaged the planet and there's no way off. Each of these tasks will take up intervals of time. Some tasks will take less, some will take more. Most of these are going to take two intervals of time each, but something like combat would take one interval of time, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
Yep. Cool. So let's start with our sample people.
Awesome. I turn to Dr. Ship and I say, do you know the security overrides for the shuttle?
She goes, well, yes.
Could you please give them to me to pass on? Doctor, well, not doctor, I don't really know what he does, but Sims is clearly paranoid, and I would not be surprised if he stole the shuttle before we returned. And I want to be sure that both you and Jasper are on that shuttle and safe.
But if I give you the codes, you could knock me out, go back to the shuttle. I'm sorry. I thank you for what you've done for Jasper. I'm not going to trust anyone with those codes.
I am deeply offended by this assumption that a Starfleet security officer would abandon you in the woods.
Stranger things have happened, Mr. Spork. Stranger things.
We can fly the shuttle right now. If I were to knock you out and just leave you in the woods, why wouldn't I do that now?
That's true.
If you lock the shuttle, I find this an acceptable compromise.
Fine, yes.
Perfect. Here is my communicator. Give the code to Lieutenant Cobalt.
All right, so she clicks on her communicator and communicates the security code to you. Oh, to Cobalt, yes.
And then I pull Cobalt up on the communicator and go, the earlier code was inaccurate. Please use this one. And then I hang it up. I put my communicator away.
He still trusts me.
Oh, friendship. It's not the only Dr. Ship kicking around. There's also Dr. Jeez. Friendship.
Oh, no.
Okay, great. Ooh. So, what's that damn prison ghost again? It's a space ghost this time. Great. So, this task, you need to locate, first of all, you need to locate the appropriate flora and fauna. And then you need to collect it. So in order to locate it, you need to roll Insight or Reason plus Science with a difficulty of 2.
I may not have been the best person to be assigned this task.
In that case, do you want to support Dr. Ship looking?
That would make more sense.
Okay, great. So I am rolling...
I will use my ability to range ahead and my approximate knowledge of... Okay, I probably have to use science. That's going to be a tough sell otherwise, so...
Your home planet was... Like, you lived out in the country, right?
I was a frontier colonist, yes.
Okay, so I would say you can use probably daring and... I mean, I'd give you security if it was things like because you were doing survivalist work.
But even then, that might not help me identify these samples. However, I did see, are these the same plants that we were almost poisoned by before?
Yes.
Excellent. Then I have seen those before. They automatically trigger my pre-programmed threat sense. That trademark. created by Spork in his...
Hello, friend. My name is Spork. You look like you might be afraid of things. No longer. Call today. I will send you 2 free versions of Threat Sense.
Through a series of hypnotic techniques and hours of your own time while asleep, you too can create a Threat Sense, tracking and categorizing all threats to the point where they will pop up before your eyes, hypnotically, every time you see them again.
Order now, and I will kick in a free haircut voucher. But I can't do this all day.
You will receive the free haircut. It will be in the same style as my haircut. It is reasonable, it is efficient, and it will help you in combat.
Call today. With security codes.
Great. I have to beat 15. Okay, so I have 1 success.
I succeeded.
Excellent. So with the 2 of us working together... we are able to locate locate one of the samples. So that took up 2 intervals of time, so we have 13 remaining. Switch to cut to our friends who are back at the lab. So Dr. Ship's notes are not bad. They seem to have actually made some pretty decent progress, particularly because she was the last to be affected, so she managed to get a lot of stuff down. This is a multi-phase task that you're working on. Your first task will be to identify the situation. So in order to do that, you're going to need to roll a reason and science check, or a reason or science check with a difficulty of 3, please.
Reason or? Not reason and?
Reason and.
Yes, reason okay. And science. So this is to identify the cause.
So target 14 and 2 successes.
Target 16. 2 failures. God damn.
Okay. So Elizabeth, you're able to you think you're close. Dr. Ship uses a lot of different vocabulary than what you're used to. It's vaguely hard to understand. And Dr. Bart, you're mostly just, I mean, you're in a lot of pain. The pain from your arm is actually becoming very distracting, right. And is proving hard for you to understand things as you think through it. You've certainly dealt with a lot of people in pain before, but this is one of the first times you've experienced true sort of in the field pain.
Debilitating
pain? Yeah. So unfortunately, you don't accomplish the identifying of the cause within that first interval. 13 intervals remain. Hopefully you'll do better. All right, back to Spork and the doctor. So you have located the sample. So now we need to collect 3 samples. So this will be bravery or control and security. Sorry, not bravery, daring.
Excellent.
Because bravery doesn't exist no more.
And what is the difficulty?
Difficulty of 3.
I will have the doctor assist me.
Okay.
And I need a score of 15. Oh, wait, difficulty 3?
Yes.
I will also spend a point of momentum.
Makes sense.
Score of 15 is what I am seeking. I have 3 successes.
The doctor fails to assist. Great. So the doctor is...
She just keeps talking about Jasper. I don't understand it.
Well, now you're finding that she's trying to give instructions, but her language is starting to slur a bit. And you look and like you can see her kind of holding her head and sort of like, you know, her eyes are kind of darting around. The lightning and stuff doesn't help. But since what's been pointed out to you has been pointed out, you're able to, using your survival skills, just pluck it up and do it. So you've collected 1 of the 3 samples. You have 2 remaining, and we are at 11 intervals remaining. All right, cut back to the lab. So, Elizabeth, you've noticed that Dr. Bart seems to be a little bit out of it. Do you want to say anything to kind of get him back on track?
Dr. Bart, I can see you're in a lot of pain. Is there anything you can do for yourself in the meantime, or while we try to figure this out?
I mean, I could perhaps use some kind of anesthetic. I do worry about my faculties being clouded.
That's true. That's a good point. Okay. I could operate the computer, maybe with the Dr. Ship's notes on them. And if you want to just kind of take a moment, gather yourself, and be calm down. I don't know. You seem pretty calm. Well,
thank you.
We can get through this together, I think.
I think so, too.
So, Dr. Bart, you go to collect your thoughts. I'm going to spend a point of threat to raise the difficulty. And Elizabeth, I think that's because this is your first time in the field. You're mm-hmm. you're a theoretical scientist, and you've mm-hmm. certainly heard a lot of war stories from your parents and everything else. But this is a whole other mm-hmm. thing. And Dr. Bart's normally pretty unflappable, but if he's losing his mind, you've just put on this like nice, calm exterior. But I'm going to spend my threat to raise the difficulty of your check because now, in addition to just doing hard science,
yep.
you're also thinking about, like, storms of brewing.
Right.
I'd like to take a moment to remind you, though, of other things you can buy other than just additional dice. So you can create advantage, remove complication, create complication. So if you're fighting something, you can give it a complication. And I believe that's at a cost of 2 momentum.
Okay. Can I remove my broken arm as a complication? I don't think I can.
No. So here's something then. I apologize for not thinking of this earlier. You can spend momentum to prevent.
Oh, a complication things. From occurring.
So basically, if complication's going to occur, you can spend two. So for example, I just created a complication. So if you want to spend two momentum, you could block this.
We've got five in our pool.
Okay.
And we failed last time. I say we go for it this time.
How many more do I have to collect?
You need to collect two more samples.
Are they in the area we found, or do I have to find them again?
No, they're in the general area.
Okay.
I think there were some other researchers here. I think there might be value in maybe searching through their computer database for other notes that maybe aren't Dr. Shipp's. Maybe I can relate to somebody else's studies more than hers. Be a little bit more relatable. I do have a computer expertise that I would like to try.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, currently your difficulty is at 4 because of this additional wound. But that will give you, I will let that be your, you can use that focus in your computer searching, but that's where things stand.
Okay, can we still use the two momentum then to counteract?
Absolutely. So that'll just always have to happen when the thing happens.
It's a talent, computer expertise, actually. That's 1d20 and a bonus d20.
Oh, yes, talents. Excellent. Okay, great.
So. Okay. And then maybe the doctor could assist me as well with some momentum?
Of course.
So here's what I'm going to suggest. Doctor, you've just indicated you're spending two momentum to get rid of that complication. I think that's while you're collecting yourself, you notice that Elizabeth is getting visibly more tense at the computer and is starting to like check other computers quickly. And you realize that, you know, as the ship's doctor, people often look to you for a sense of calm and a sense of stability, and that perhaps she's been a bit unnerved. So I think the way you kind of remedy that complication is by going over and...
Okay. I go over to her, reach into my field-like medical kit, pull out a lollipop, and I say, "Who wants a warm you in Wowie?"
What?
It's some candy. I find it helps me concentrate.
Thank you. I'll have this later. I appreciate that, but I really need to focus on this right now.
I know. It helps me focus, I find. I'm really okay, too. I see you're kind of... You're tense, and that's not going to help us get anything done here.
Wow, you're right. You're right. Okay, I will try to calm down.
Just take a breath.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
Bedside manner is something to be desired. Okay, so go ahead and roll your. I'm going to say that took up one interval.
That conversation.
You're welcome, team.
So go ahead
condescending
and...
Condescending candy.
Go ahead and roll your... Well, yeah, it's like Wonka candy. It's all condescending. Go ahead and roll. You're now back down to difficulty 3. You get your additional dice for using...
That's 3?
Yep, so you get 3, and are you assisting, Doc?
Yeah.
Great.
And that's, what was it? It was science and reason?
Reason and science.
All right, target 14. 3 successes.
Great.
Natural 20.
Oh, my God.
He sticks the lollipop in the keyboard. Yeah. This will make the computer feel better.
I say, "Eat it now," and I just jam the candy into your face.
Okay.
Should have had him assist me.
I'm just going to bank that as threat.
Appreciate that.
You won't
get some form of forward motion on this.
Really won't, but that's okay. Great. So you're able to identify the cause. The doctor continues to extol the benefits of Romulan lollipops while you're doing it. And you know what? You are kind of excited to have this lollipop, just not fucking now. So this is really. This is not working out for you. And doctor, you're still kind of delirious from the broken arm. So you're just trying.
Yeah.
You don't know what else to say or do, and that's okay. So you've successfully identified the cause. We have 8 intervals remaining for your team in that room. So back outside, Spork.
I will continue collecting samples.
Great. Let's do it.
I'm working efficiently. The doctor is babbling like an idiot.
Yes.
I am growing concerned about her condition, but I'm choosing to ignore it because priorities.
Great. So she's going to try and pluck one as well because she's getting increasingly desperate. So go ahead and roll yours. She's going to roll one as well.
I have a success and a success.
Excellent. She has only one success. So you managed to successfully claim the second sample.
Excellent.
You're finding you're getting more proficient at plucking these things as you go. You, at this point, you're really thinking that phaser grenade, you're like, I could have just, I'm good at this now.
I look back with regret.
Yes.
My earlier performance was unsatisfactory.
Dumb spork. Unsatisfactory spork. Very unsatisfactory.
I am very disappointed in myself.
And the Vulcan people.
Always. Always in the Vulcan people.
So you are now at interval 9, so you're still slightly ahead of your pals. It's like that time you had one extra XP in the other game.
Excellent.
Okay, so meanwhile, back in the lab, we've moved on to the study of the disease. So this is command plus medicine, or sorry, control plus medicine. It is a difficulty of 3. You currently have 2. Did you, the other Neanderthals with you or with Sims? Still strapped to Sims, so presumably with him.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
That was a terrible choice on our part.
So you have...
we didn't specify, so I guess that's just the way
so
it is.
So you have Jasper on the table, so you can examine him. Mm-hmm. So, yep, difficulty of 3.
And did you say command and medicine?
I'm sorry, I meant control.
Oh, okay, thank God. I was like, oh, no. No,
it'll never be 2 disciplines. Okay. I just wrote the letter C, and I guessed
that's
wrong.
That's understandable. Yeah, that's fair.
I'll learn.
Doctor, I'm familiar with some of the science of the flora and the fauna and some of the other biological elements outside, but as for medicine, I don't think I can be much help to you.
Well, that's all right. That's all right, Lieutenant Cobalt. Why don't I take this one and you can back me up?
Sounds good.
So are you going to try and assist?
I am going to try to assist.
Okay.
Yes.
How are you doing that?
Should I restrain the patient?
That makes sense to me.
I feel like he wants to hurt himself a lot.
So I'm going to make that a fitness and security check, please.
Oh, my God.
Don't kill him.
Okay.
Worked really hard on this one.
God. I have 2 successes.
Oh, 1.
Nice.
You restrain him so well, he dies.
Damn it.
Okay, yep. So you have successfully studied Jasper. You knowing what the cause is, it's very easy to track how this manifests. Doctor, you're able to see very easily the effect it's having on muscle matter and everything else. So, yep, you can definitely understand how best to generate the cure. Now, you know that the more subjects you test, the easier it will be to devise the cure. However, you can attempt it next round if you so desire. Everything takes 2 intervals. You have 6 intervals remaining.
Okay.
You will still need to devise it and find a way to administer it.
Oh, that's going to be tight. I think we should skip out on... We either split up again or we skip developing it further and just go straight into devising it and administering it. We spend our next rounds doing that.
You guys think about it? I'm going to cut back to Spork in the field. We go live to Spork in the field.
Thank you, Games Master. I'm having an excellent time today. The weather is garbage and everyone is turning into Neanderthals. Hopefully.
That's an excellent day.
Didn't know you were at a game in Boston. More accurate than any of us are comfortable with.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season 1 now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben look!
Hey everybody, Tom McGee here, your friendly neighborhood DM, and I just wanted to thank you so much for listening to our shows. I hope you're having a great time. Obviously we are. I'm probably really stressed because they're probably doing something horrible to me right now, but I hope you're enjoying it, and we're enjoying you being here. And listen, if you want to get a little bit more involved in our show and with the various things we do, you can check out
patreon.com/dumdumdice.
Where you can find more information about how you can become a part of the show, how you can screw with me on air, how you can add names and all that sort of stuff. And it's a great way to support us and our ongoing dumb adventures. So thanks very much for joining us, and I will see you out there in the dumbverse.
I will continue gathering samples alongside the doctor, who has not devolved further, but makes me edgy.
Understandably. She's going to try and assist. She still has enough presence of mind to realize that just grabbing at plants like she was doing is animal behavior. So she sort of takes a calming breath, and she's kind of like looking to your example of the stoicism, and so she's going to assist.
Excellent. I have one success and a natural 20.
She has one success as well.
Oh,
so
cool.
you do manage to collect the sample. However,
I forgot that was bad for a second.
No, it's bad.
Happy? Shit. I was like, yeah. Oh.
When I rolled 2 20s, I was so happy and then so sad.
Yeah.
As you're working through and sort of reaching for one of them, you realize that the plant life around you is also devolving. And where previously you were able to just reach in, grab it, suddenly there's thorns that will strike you for... three points of stress.
I focus through the pain, collecting what we need. I am everything that Starfleet wants me to be.
Sometimes the pointiest thorns are the most beautiful.
Pain is a lesson unto itself.
Yeah, word. So the collecting takes two. However, dealing with the hurt and everything else will take one. So you are now also down to 6 intervals. You guys are now on par.
Excellent.
One moment.
Parity is a priority. I open my communicator and say, how is it going?
It's going well. We've made progress.
Do you believe we can get this done in time to get off planet?
Yes. No.
Well, who are you talking to?
I'm giving a status update to Spork.
You said both yes and no, which leaves me concerned about the process of this mission.
Time is a factor. I can say that for sure.
Excellent. Continue. Worst case scenario, we can administer the cure on the shuttle.
Well, tell him I say hello. Don't say anything to him that would get him worried about us or suspicious of our ability to complete any tasks.
I'm back to working.
So I'm going to take... all of this threat just now.
Which is 6?
Yep.
That's probably fine.
It's probably nothing. He's probably just cleaning up the table.
It's still good. You see the shuttle rise and take off into the atmosphere. So, cut to the landing pad. Emery, you...
sounds about right.
I know.
You sort of blink your eyes. You can feel sort of a throbbing pain in the back of your head. Mm-hmm. You find yourself under a Neanderthal that's been heaped on you. You can see the shuttle rising and disappearing into the distance.
Okay. Well, that's different than what I thought was going to happen.
Just another manic Monday. From what you remember of the sort of ruined science compound, you know that there are the components you need in there to fix your original shuttle.
Okay.
But it'll have to be a pretty slapdash job.
Okay. And there's no way I can recall that shuttle. There's no control panel or anything that can do an override of any type.
In the jungle.
Someone has a code.
She
but
doesn't
it
necessarily
depends
know
on,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that. I never heard any of that.
So the real question is, would you alert the group the shuttle has been stolen? Or would you just try to fix it?
No, I'd tell everyone. I would 100%. I pull out my communicator and just say, the shuttle's gone, the shuttle's gone, the shuttle's gone, the shuttle's gone!
Like you'd hear back pretty quick, like,
Yes, we noticed that. Would you care to explain what's going on over there?
I just turn on my communicator and I go, affirmative, Cobalt, act now.
Okay, so I go over to the computer terminal and I enter in the override code.
The override code does not respond.
Okay, Spork, it's not working.
Excellent. Solve this amongst yourselves. There's something I must do. And I turn my communicator over to call the shuttle. Sims, this is Lieutenant Junior Grade Spork. Answer now.
You hear a click and a hello, Spork.
I would suggest that you land. I already have achieved mission completion on collecting the samples, and we've healed the doctor. Everyone is 100%. We're on our way to the shuttle bay now.
Only one of us is 100%. That's me, baby. That's me. And it clicks off the communicator.
I turn the communicator back on and say, the doctor's situation is devolving. You require the cure or you will die.
He's not responding.
I communicate one more time. I'm going to kill you. And I just turn off the communicator. Okay.
So having heard really no response from the team, I'm just going to make a last-ditch effort. I'm going to grab everything I can in sight that I think I'll need to repair the shuttle and just start making a mad dash for our shuttle as fast as I can.
Okay, so can you please, Alan, sorry. It's bound to happen. Can you please roll me a reason and engineering check?
Sure.
Difficulty of 2.
So that is 2 successes.
Great. So yes, you're able to, even under extreme duress, you're able to gather up what you need and make your way to the shuttle.
Guys, I'm a great engineer.
You are now operating at interval 4. Okay, so Spork, we just done samples with you, and you got cut up, and that brought us to 6. So let's do research people.
Okay, what do we do?
We need that cure now that we don't have an immediate escape. We need to make sure that we are inoculated.
So this will be daring plus medicine or daring plus science. Difficulty of 3, reduced by 1 because you took the time to study.
I like the idea of seeing me running past the window to the medical bay.
Just see a trail running by with like arms full of shit.
I'm going to spend momentum if the group is cool with that because my daring is shit.
Keep in mind, you guys also have determination that can grant you...
I plan on using it if things go well right now.
Great. I think determination needs to be used in advance.
Pre-roll. I want to use it for a surge to attempt another task after completing
one. Oh, okay,
great.
I'm sorry.
That's
Carry
my
on.
Specific goal.
Carry like, on my wayward
on whether
side.
I can do this or not.
I've got 2 successes on my end. Oh.
3 failures. One of them is a 20. What did you have?
2 successes.
2 successes. I'm going to use my determine anyway for a moment of inspiration to re-roll a d20.
So tell me what's going on in your brain, Doc.
Everyone in my brain is screaming and crying. what's really going on in my brain? We're trying to come up with a way to administer the cure. Is that correct?
No, devise the cure.
Devise the cure.
Administer will be next.
I think my brain is sort of like if it's like a physical manifestation of it. It's like you're writing down notes on a notepad, and instead of like crossing them out or moving on to something else, it's like you're tearing the sheet out of the book.
Right.
That's like what I'm doing mentally as I try and figure out what's going to work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roll that bone.
That is still a failure, but not a 20. So 3 failures for me.
Okay. So
I don't have my determination anymore.
Elizabeth, you're so close, but again, there's a divide between theoretical science and practical science, and the piece that you need needs to come from Dr. Bard, and he just isn't able to pull it together right now. Which brings us to I'm losing track of these because I've been writing too many numbers on one page. You were at 6?
Yes.
You're at 4. You have 2 chances remaining. Cut back out to the field. Spork, what are you and Dr. Ship doing?
Having collected our sample, I open my communicator and speak widely to the team. Samples have been collected. The shuttle is lost. I will move to the other shuttle. Lieutenant Tor, I assume you are already on the way. If you are not, we are already dead. Medical team, continue your work. We will bring the shuttle to you and we will all escape.
Understood.
Roger.
Please save Jasper.
Well, you speak good English for someone who's devolving. I wrap a hand around the doctor's shoulder and I herd her towards the shuttle at a run.
Okay, great. So you guys are doing that? Cool. So I'm going to put Spork, you into turn order with Tor so that we'll kind of drop ship out of there. She's with there with you.
Excellent.
Okay, great. So four remaining for the two of you. All right. Team Science Wow.
Team okay. Science Wow.
Team Science Wow.
So we're still devising.
Yep, still attempting to devise. Things are getting pretty dire. The ion storm is worsening. The atmosphere is, you can almost feel electricity crackling around you.
All right, Lieutenant Cobalt. We have the ingredients needed to synthesize a cure. We have a shuttle coming for us. It's up to you and I to get those final steps. Can we do it?
Yes.
That's
yes,
what I wanted to hear.
Okay.
So, what are you doing?
Go for devising a cure again.
I think we should devise a cure, but I... Maybe I like to reflect back on some schooling I had where we looked at theoretical instance of a virus being spread this way and maybe coming up with a batch cure, like to devise it all out. Or get it all at once. I don't know.
Okay.
Instead of that piecemeal.
Okay. I mean, I'm all for that. Like, that's up to Tom if we can do that or not. But that sounds great.
I would need assistance with the medicine side of it. But I could definitely look at maybe producing a larger batch.
Okay.
Chemically.
So
she's Jeff Goldbluming it, where she's like, solution. Wider solution. We can make a big batch. Like,
that's exactly it. I'm Goldbluming.
Okay. Yes. I'll give you...
I want it. Well, I was.
You, okay.
Sorry. I was going to use a talent.
Yeah, go for it.
It's bold.
Mm-hmm.
It says you must choose a single discipline when you select the talent. Whenever you attempt a task with a discipline and you buy one or more d20s by adding to threat, you may reroll a single d20.
Awesome.
Then I can select this talent multiple times.
So which discipline are you choosing?
Science.
Cool. So you buy. So buying a d20 is one threat.
Mm hmm.
So you have 3d20, and Tyler, you're helping?
Yes.
So with 1d20.
Wait, what are the two I'm rolling to as well?
Daring and science, because you're under the gun.
So target's 15, and they're all successes.
There
and
you go.
What am I doing to support? Like, you asked for my medicine. Is there something else that I'm using as well?
I think like you're helping guide what you'll actually do with it. So she can.
The theory. I don't know the practical application of applying the medicine to a human.
So
body.
I would jump in with insight and medicine again. Yep. I don't know if that works.
Yep,
for you.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yep.
Okay. So I meet my target.
Right. So you gain one momentum. Would you like to spend that momentum immediately to gain a better result?
Let's go for it. Yep, yeah,
let's do it.
We're falling behind from everyone
great.
Else. Yep. Yeah.
So essentially, because Elizabeth, you're specifically thinking about making batch medicine, you figured out a way to make a mass batch. It would normally be difficulty 4 to do a mass dispersal batch. So basically, your two options are you can make an injectable at difficulty 1.
Like a hypospray?
Yeah, like a hypospray. They would cure Jasper, but... likely not many.
Or could we aerate? Because we like...
You could try it. This is so for mass dispersion, you need to be
the ventilation system.
Normally be difficulty 4. I'll give it to you for difficulty 3 because of your momentum. Oh. And it will be daring plus engineering or daring plus medicine.
Oh.
You're currently at interval 2.
All we'll
right.
Try it?
We got to do something.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so we'll get back to you in 1 second. Cut back to Spork and Tor at the shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
The shuttle has been obviously heavily damaged.
Yeah.
It will take two of you to fix it.
Okay.
I'm going to say this is a daring and engineering because this is like Scotty level patch job.
Yeah. Well, I would actually like to use one of my talents.
Yep.
So it's called Jury Rig. So when I attempt an engineering task to repair, I can reduce the difficulty by 2. And the repairs are temporary and they only last for a scene.
That's fair. That's enough to get you.
Yeah.
Yep. Very good idea. And Spork, you were going to say something.
Oh, I was just wondering, is this a task she can handle alone, or are we working on 2 separate systems that would require separate roles?
I'm going to give it to you as 1 task.
Right.
So if you want to assist, you can do that. That being said, you can also, if you want to if you want to guard the ship, you can do that. There are a variety of things you can do.
I will tell the doctor to assist, just to give an extra pair of hands, and I will keep an eye on the woods, because if we have Neanderthals approach, being ambushed would be incredibly unfortunate at this point in time.
Great. The doctor doesn't know much about electronics or computers, and I think her equivalent of assisting will be not assisting, because she'll likely cause more harm than good in her current state.
We put the doctor inside the shuttle, and I strap her in, and then lock it so she can't get out.
Great.
I don't want it to Neanderthal on us.
Yeah, just, you know, swing right back around to the top. Okay, amazing. So go ahead, Emery, with your...
What's the difficulty?
I think normally this would come in at difficulty 4. Mm-hmm. Due to Your Thing comes down to difficulty 2.
Okay. I think...
You do have a point of determination.
I know. I think I'm gonna use my point of determination, so that gives me an extra d20, right?
It gives you an automatic 1.
Oh, an automatic 1? Okay, yeah. So I only need to have 1 success then. And I'm using, daring and engineering, did you say?
If you buy an automatic 1, that will actually give you 2 successes. So that will that'll auto beat.
So you're just rolling for more momentum.
So I can just roll for momentum?
Yep.
Awesome. And you said it was daring and engineering?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so that's 1 success.
Great.
Does this fall within any of her focuses?
I guess electroplasma power systems? Maybe? Not really.
Games Master says no.
No, that's more generally Starship.
Generally when a player starts with hey, does this apply to your thing? They're like, yeah. It's usually an indication that no, it shouldn't. The shuttle is in bad shape, but it looks like it can get you off planet before the ion storm gets too bad. So cut back to the laboratory, mass dispersal system, dispersion system, difficulty 3, daring in engineering or daring in medicine.
Okay. Doctor, I think if we hook up into the ventilation systems, we can just disperse it amongst everyone here, then bring enough for the shuttle to help Jasper and
Genius Lieutenant
Henry.
Cobalt. Let's give it a try.
All right. Go ahead.
So you're taking the lead and I'm supporting, or are we both doing a separate check?
I'm going to use daring and science.
One of you can take the lead. It's up to you who you're going
to. 15.
Yeah, that sounds good. You take
daring, right. Daring in engineering or daring in medicine.
I'll go daring in medicine.
And I'm going to use 1 point of determination because I feel like I've got something here.
Okay.
Does that work?
Are you using it to auto roll a 1?
Yeah, what do you want to use?
Do I wait till after?
You've got a list of things you can do with determination right there. Mm. Some are before you roll, some are after you roll.
Maybe I'll wait. I think I'll wait.
So, Elizabeth, you are going to be using daring and medicine. Is that
science.
Correct? I need you to do either daring and engineering or daring and medicine.
Ooh.
So the sciencing is all complete. So... Science.
Scienced out.
Yeah. So science is theoretical and practical application, but now you need, or is theoretical and sort of like semi-practical,
yes.
But yeah. So, Doctor, do you want to try and disperse it?
Sure.
So you'll be taking lead, helping?
I will assist.
And I think with science, that would be fine, because you're like, hey, look, this is the most important enzyme. It's got to get out no matter what, blah, 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 blah. Great.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Target is 12.
Target
2 13s.
Target is 15. I got a success.
So that's 1 success. Unfortunately, you failed to disperse the cure. Your interval is now up. The ion storm is getting too bad. You can remain and attempt to disperse it, or you can move the ship.
It's good. Out of character, let's get the fuck out of here. I hate this.
But in
rolling
character?
Too many Quinny 20s.
I think we've done all we can here. We could perhaps work on synthesizing a cure from the starship.
Maybe if we can load the doctor's notes onto our communicator, we could take it with us and help develop it there. And we can save Jasper, but everyone else, unfortunately, I don't think we can help them.
Can you roll me a daring... Well, you've got computer use, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you roll me a daring and I think engineering? To move it across, but you can use your computer knowledge. This is figuring out how to hardjack the communicator into the thing. I'll give you a difficulty of one.
And you said, sorry, daring and...
Daring and engineering, please.
Okay, target's 12. Oh, 2 success.
Nice. Great. So you managed to hardwire the data in, and it uploads quickly to your
Tricorder,
yeah. Great. You notice some odd readings on your tricorder. It seems, you know how when you're using your cell phone and there's other apps running, it just seems to be...
Laggy,
and there just seems to be something up, but unfortunately you have no time to determine what that is because the ion storm is coming. So as you rush out of the facility, you can see that the flora and fauna are devolving at a more rapid pace. All of a sudden, there's a flash of lightning, and they start revolving, and there's just things are really starting to get out of hand. So you rush to the shuttle, dragging Conrad along with you, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
So you manage to get him in.
Conrad?
Jasper. Yeah, his last name is Conrad.
Ah.
So you get Jasper on board. Obviously, Dr. Ship is happy to see him, but also is very... much worse for the wear, and I'm going to need a check from, I assume you're going con and ops again?
Yes.
To fly?
Yeah.
So,
but I'm panicking, but I'm still effective.
Emery, can you...
I apologize.
Emery, can you please roll me a daring and con?
Daring.
It's an emergency situation. This isn't a nice, calm, controlled...
And paranoid.
Well, actually, no, resist... Okay, well, resist stress through orderly-minded discipline. I'd give it to you for control as well.
Yes!
If you want it. I'm going to spend a threat, though, to raise the difficulty. So, yeah. So we're going to make this difficulty 3 as you fly up through the storm.
Can we spend 2 momentum to remove that threat?
Yes.
We will do so.
All right, difficulty 2, please.
And
two.
I would like to assist. I will use my ironclad spirit. Basically, I am unfaltering in my job of reading off the pre-flight checks, just kind of walking through the readings from my screen, even though systems aren't working, like just trying to make it as normal as physically possible.
That man reads a mean checklist.
For her to be able to pilot us upwards. So I would like to use a combination of control and command.
Sure, that makes sense. Dr. Ship, who definitely had not stowed anything in the overhead compartment, realizes she should stow something in the overhead compartment because you told her to. So she just kind of like jams the like tricorder she has up into the thing and nods at you and gives you a thumbs up and then scratches her head and burps.
I am ignoring her. Everyone strap in. Or don't. I mean, if we crash, we're all going to die in a terrible de-evolution.
So I summon the strength of all of my past hosts, my past lives, and 2 successes.
Nice.
I fail to comfort her. I am appearing robotic and distant.
Luckily, she has all the comfort she needs in her symbiote, who is able to provide useful knowledge in this time of dire stress. So at the helm, Emery Tor is able to navigate the shuttle up through the ion storm. As you look down, the world seems to be in a state of constant flux. You're seeing trees dying and growing and all sorts of very, very strange phenomenon. You manage to break through the atmosphere into orbit. Once you hit orbit, though, you realize the storm isn't contained purely to the planet. It seems to, in fact, be free-floating in space and part of a much larger phenomenon, which is currently engulfing the USS Moonhammer in torrents of lightning and flame.
Our Star Trek Adventures one-shot features our GM, Tom McGee, at McGeeTD on Twitter. Players Ryan LaPlante, at The Ryan LaPlante on Twitter. Laura Elizabeth, at EL Hamstring on Twitter. Tyler Hewitt, at Tyler_Hewitt on Twitter. And the mysterious Kristen, who don't need no help with Twitter traffic. This episode was edited by Ryan LaPlante, and all of Dum Dums and Dice's art is by Decapitated Markers, at Decapitated Marker, that's MRKR, on Twitter. This show's theme music is Gothic Trip with Thunder Horse by Damiano Baldoni, and our ads use the tracks No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, J-A-H-Z-Z-A-R, all available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dum Dums and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com, our Twitter and Instagram at dumdumdice, or on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. But most importantly, we've got merchandise at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice, or you could join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks for listening. Smash that subscribe button and show your love to One Shots. DJ One Shots out of here. Dum Dums and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time. Christian Menicola, Long Long, The Half-Blind Prophet, James Cuellar, DM Rob, Christopher Little, Joshua White, Olin Anderson, Sue One, Devin Boyce, George Dolby, One True Artistry, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.